Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 2. Now, it is currently 12:30 and it is not as instantaneous as I'd like it to be, this reaction, as I have been doing the final score show, which I'm sure once you've listened to this, you will go and check out, as it was a fantastic 2.5 hour show where all of us got chatting about the result and the occurrence at Villa Park this evening. However, having said all of that, we've got to talk about it because Chelsea actually came back from 2-0 down after a disastrous showing at Arsenal in the midweek fixture. Chelsea came back in this game, and Pochettino was asking for the team to show why they are at Chelsea Football Club, be more Chelsea. And in fairness, they did do that. If you'd said to me at earlier points in the season when Chelsea went 2-0 down against a side which were in hot form to expect them to come back and get some form of a result, I'd have told you that it wouldn't happen. But Chelsea today showed their quality. In the first half, it maybe wasn't the showing that you'd want to see. I think it was fair to say that Aston Villa knew where the net was and Chelsea were. As I'd say, the 2-0 result at half-time definitely wasn't a reflection of the fixture. However, having said that, we went into the second half. Nonny Madueke notches about midway through, and then Conor Gallagher puts it into the top right corner after he was being begged and egged on by the Aston Villa players to do so. But right at the death, we thought we'd won it. Axel Disasi coming in with a thundering header to finally see Chelsea collect all 3 points. But having said that, look at what happened. VAR denying Chelsea those points for a very, very soft foul, which even Diego Carlos, who was apparently fouled by Benoit Badiashile, thought it wasn't the case. Well, VAR took 2 points from Chelsea, but that is a point gained against a side in red hot form. We are now 1 point behind West Ham as we head to face Tottenham on Thursday. But I'm going to hand you over to Tom to give you his thoughts on the game, and make sure you guys check out the final score show from this fixture, and we'll see you in a bit.
Well, that is an absolute disgrace. That is an absolute disgrace, is all I can say. That is a Chelsea win, as far as I'm concerned. That goal being disallowed is an absolute disgrace. That is not a foul. That is shoulder to shoulder. The Premier need to grow up. That is never a foul in a million years. And therefore, we should have won 3-2. We did not play very well. Well, in fact, the first half, we were absolutely awful again. And I was really at half time like, wow. I think Poch is really done here. After Arsenal the other day and the way we played in that first half, I thought we were in serious trouble. Then we played really well, generally. First, second half, we had pretty much all of the ball. We dominated them pretty much. We did what we needed to do. And then, yeah, we scored 2 goals. As I say, we did what we needed to do. We got back into the game. We managed to get to 3-2. Which, in my opinion, is a completely legitimate goal from Axel Disasi, who I do still think defensively is a liability, but that's irrelevant. He is completely, he's not at fault, to be honest. He's headed that in the back of the net completely legitimately. That is never a foul on just early on in that move. Never a foul. Absolutely ridiculous that anyone could ever think that was a foul. And that, unfortunately, is a standard of refereeing in the VAR age and just generally right now, which is a real travesty. But there we go. Chelsea 2. Well, Aston Villa 2, Chelsea 2. In the end, it's a good point, I suppose, considering we're 2-0 down. But we really should have won that game. That's an absolute joke of a decision from referee, VAR, whatever you want to call it. Travesty. But there we go. That's life. That's football.